Do you like the WYXR archive you're listening to now? Well, we need your support to help keep it going. Go to WYXR.org and donate today.
Thank you. Joe Henderson, You Know I Care, from his Blue Note record, Inner Urge. And Joe made a series of Blue Note records in the mid-60s that are all masterpieces. Yes, I said it. They're all masterpieces. And you are listening to WYXR 91.7 on your FM dial, coming at you in Memphis, Tennessee, Crosstown Concourse. Hopefully, if you're listening beyond Memphis, you'll come visit us someday and check all this out. Come knock on the door, and we'll let you in. You can even pick some records, I bet. And this is Let's Get Lost, Wednesdays from 10 to 11. Saving lives, one record at a time. Next up, we've got some Ike Quebec, and I think I played Ike Quebec the last time I was here, but I got a new record issued by Tone Poet, which is a reissue series by Blue Note, and most of the records they put out I've already got in their original form, so I don't buy a lot of Tone Poets, but they're pretty cool about putting out records that were never released, or they weren't released until the 80s, when the sound on those records was really bad. And so when I see one of those that it's a record I know, I'll grab it. Like Lee Morgan's The Raja was one of my favorite Lee Morgan records, and they re-released that. I'm like, wow, it's nice to hear this and good sound. Well, they just released. I don't think this ever was released in 12-inch records. It was the Ike Quebec 45 sessions, which were a series of 45s that Blue Note had Ike Quebec make, and I guess they released them to the jukebox market. And it's a 3-album set, and I've only listened to the first record so far, and I'm just blown away. I've never heard any of this stuff. It's really good. So I had to bring it up and turn you on to it. This is called Blue Monday. Thank you.
Thank you. Support for WYXR comes from Mempho Presents and GPAC, presenting Jeff Tweedy on Wednesday, November 19th at 7:30 p.m. at GPAC, featuring his new album, Twilight Override. Tickets and more information at gpacweb.com.
All right, that was Roger Kellaway with Broken Windmill, a Sidney Bechet composition. Roger Kellaway, great pianist, made some cool records, and kind of forgotten. Nobody talks about Roger Kellaway, but he was worth remembering. I think he's still alive. I'm talking about him like he's dead. Before that, Chu Berry, 46 West 52nd, whatever that means. I'd like to look that address up and see what he's talking about. And Bill Barron before that, Oriental Impressions with his joined at the hip cohort, Ted Kersen. And that's from a Savoy record called The Tenor Stylings of Bill Barron, which is a record, man, that was on my wish list for a decade, and I just never saw a copy. And then recently a copy came up for sale, and I was like, wow, never thought I'd see that. So I bought it, and here it is. Started out with Ike Quebec, newly released on Tone Poet, the 45 Blue Note Sessions. That was Blue Monday with Skeeter Best on guitar. All right, we're almost halfway home here at Let's Get Lost. I hate to see the time fly by, but it does every time I'm here. So let's see if I can. I'm not going to get through everything today, but we'll get through as much as I can. This is Marshall Salal, a French pianist who was considered to be France's best pianist and one of the great jazz musicians from France. There weren't a whole lot of them, I think most people would say, but this guy was great, and this is his orchestra, which sounds really good to me. This is called MIDI 1/4. Thank you. Lee Morgan, the Joker, from his Search for the New Land LP. Probably my favorite Lee Morgan record, and I got a lot of them. But that's the one I kind of think of when I think of Lee Morgan. Before that, Leo Parker with Wee Dot, bop, baritone player, came and went, made a few records, disappeared. And Marshall Salal with MIDI 1-4. All right, we are really winding down now. I'm going to continue to spin tunes as long as I can. This is Serge Shaloff with Pumpernickel and Red Rodney on the trumpet. Thank you. That was Lenny McBrown and the Four Souls doing a beautiful composition of his called Cerise with Don Sleet on the trumpet and Daniel Jackson on the tenor. Daniel Jackson sounded great to me on that cut. Before that, Bud Powell from his Roost recordings, which really were just reissued. Those were made in the late 40s and considered by yours truly to be some of the best Bud Powell recordings ever, that Roost stuff. 47, 48, that was Thelonious Monk's Off Minor. Started out with Sonny Stitt, or not started out, but before that, Sonny Stitt with a record called, plays the arrangements of Quincy Jones. And I think Sonny Stitt really made his best records when he was doing something other than just a quartet, or, you know, a rhythm section. He made a lot of records, and a lot of them are a little dull to me, but the Quincy Jones records is great. Did another one with doing the arrangements of Jimmy Giuffre. That's a great record. So he just needed a little something to, I think, challenge him. Started out with Serge Shaloff, Pumpernickel, with Red Rodney on trumpet. All right, enough talking because I'm out of time. This has been Let's Get Lost on WYXR 91.7. Please support us by becoming a member. That's the best. Become a member and expand our family and support this station. As always, we appreciate it when you support us with your dollars and your ears. And we will see you on the flip side. ¶¶